It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Thank you for joining me for another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, broadcasting at 10 p.m. on Sunday nights in the New York, New Jersey metro area, right here on 710 WOR and throughout America on the powerful iHeart Radio Network. The weekly Mind Your Business radio show features interviews with Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus such as Stephen Sadov, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at GE, Dick Schulz, founder and chairman emeritus at Best Buy, and among so many others. We've had I've interviewed probably close to 500 executives at this point. They're all available for free by going to mybradio.com. That's the platform that hosts every single show, mybradio.com. And for those that subscribe to our YouTube channel, 710 WOR, Mind Your Business, if you subscribe on YouTube, you will automatically be notified every single time an episode goes live on YouTube. Tonight's is for sure going to be a very popular episode. Just keeping in suspense, a drop longer. I mean, that's the nature of radio. On a typical show, we cover a variety of subjects, and many times we touch on multiple subjects within a show. We'll touch on sales, marketing and advertising, the customer experience, emerging technologies, B2C retail, entrepreneurship. Tonight's guests and my co-host could talk about any one of those among so many others. But just before we get to the guests, special thank yous to the team. Got to be a mensch here. The great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, Sruli, Michal, Brocha, Matt, Miriam, Avigail, Malki, among the many others who make this show so successful. To the great folks at 710 WOR, Darren and Robin in particular. And to all those, special thank you to all those who stop me anywhere and give me feedback about the show. And we are syndicated on many channels, the Lakewood Scoop, Nucky Radio, Business Class, and of course we're on all the popular podcasting channels. Without further ado, first I'm joined in studio by the CEO of L&R Distributors, Mark Bodner, who's a fan favorite. I always get requests, and when his clips go up on Business Class, the numbers spike. So whenever we need to get the ratings up, Mark, I need to, please, he's a friend also, come help me out, and the ratings go up. It's great. And he introduced me to a world talent, Nick Sonnenberg. A little bit about Nick Sonnenberg. Leverage.com. He is the co-founder of Leverage. We're going to talk about it in tonight's show. Nick spent more than 8 years on Wall Street, and he was actually the youngest person to graduate from Berkeley with a master's degree in financial engineering. He co-authored the book Idea to Execution, How to Optimize, Automate, and Outsource Everything in Your Business. What a great subject. Pandemic, no pandemic. With that intro, Mark Bodner, Nick Sonnenberg, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thanks for having me.
This is very special. Mark?
Hey, always a pleasure to be here, and especially when I get to bring one of my really close friends in Nick. This is going to be fun.
It's going to be fun and informative. And I would just say, now, Nick, soon we got to talk about it. You know, when you write a book like that, you have probably more coming. So whether you want to share that on the air or not, that's going to be your call. But the book, Idea to Execution, How to Optimize, Automate, and Outsource Everything in Your Business. And you have a acronym that you've marketed and have, trademarked perhaps, CPR, Communication, Planning, Resources, Efficiency Framework. I'm going to first turn to you, Nick, and then Mark, please join me. And Nick said it was okay to ask him anything. So guess what? We are.
All right. Well, it's an honor to be here. I'm a huge fan of Mark. And by the way, you have great inflection in your voice. I really need to improve on my monotone-ism. You're a pro at this stuff. You have the content.
Thank you.
So my CPR framework. Well, before getting into CPR, you mentioned the first book. Yeah. And I think the story of how I wrote the first book is actually just as interesting as talking about the framework. So that the first book, we spent about 25 hours on the book. It's the story of how I bootstrapped leverage, getleverage.com, to seven figures in the first year with 150 people on the team with no office. And it's how we leverage, no pun intended, systems and tools to do that. This was really the preface that really got me to the CPR framework, was the challenges and trial and errors of how do you run a fully distributed team. But this the book is about how we were able to do it. And the way I wrote the book, which I think might be interesting to just to kick things off to listeners. Every day I'd go for a walk and I would record in a tool called Dropbox with a V. I don't know if it's still around, but I'd go walking and I would just brain dump a few minutes of what happened today, ideas, et cetera. That would automatically go to a Dropbox folder, set up a Zapier is an automation tool that would then send the recording to my ghostwriter who would listen to it, summarize it and stick it in an Evernote. After about 9 months, this Evernote was basically a book. We then hired working with my ghostwriter, we hired a writing agency who did a series of interviews. They wrote a rough draft. I have a podcast as well. I announced on the podcast who would like to be a beta reader in exchange for giving some notes. So I got 12 people to say yes. I stuck it in a Google Doc in suggestion mode, crowdsourced the editing, and then I gave it a read. And, you know, it wasn't a New York Times bestseller, but, you know, it was like Amazon bestseller and a few other things. So I just thought that's an interesting story, as you were mentioning the first book.
That's a great story. That's a great story because that goes at the heart of really figuring out. I mean, you did it all remotely. You went for the walk, the ghostwriter here, the team there. It wasn't and this happened all before the pandemic, correct?
Yeah, I wrote the book in 2017.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm passionate about reinventing how work is done, future of work, and remote work, you know, it is the future of work. You can't avoid thinking about how do you have at least a hybrid distributed team, and the pandemic just accelerated what was inevitable by a number of years.
Mark, perhaps you could, you know, from your experience of working together with Nick on the concept of CPR, communication planning resources, take it away.
Yeah, so, you know, we're a distribution business, as many of your listeners who know a little bit about L&R Distributors at this point. Distribution businesses are generally thought of, and I say this many times, as you know, knuckle dragging humans in a distribution center.
To say it nicely,
yeah, just kind of what we do. And you know, as you know, this was actually pre-pandemic when I met Nick, and I went to he had a program with a good friend of ours that I've mentioned before on the air here. Lee Brower, who's my coach at Strategic Coach, as well as my a good friend of mine and mentor, and a business partner and associate with Nick Sonnenberg, and they put on this program called Bullseye, and I went to see it, and Nick was there, and it just resonated. This whole CPR concept resonated with me, and I always ask myself that empowering question: how can I use these tools? How can I use this, you know, additional a potential capability in my business to make it more efficient. Communication is a really, really complex concept. We think it's simple, and Nick and I both have adopted Lee's translation or definition of the word communication, which is equals the response you receive. So how can you set up a business, a really old school business like L&R Distributors, around for 75 years. Mm-hmm. Everyone's set in their ways. Everyone has their way of doing things. And most people with the attitude of don't tell me how to change. I have my systems. I like my email. I like all the communication methods that we're currently
doing. Henry Ford, which you've shared on the past, your Henry Ford example.
Yeah, exactly. And, again, I'm a bit of a rugged individualist as
coach.
As some people know me as, and I said, okay, we're going to, after many discussions with Nick, I said, are you up for the challenge to come into a company with, well, we're about 1,100 employees, but really about 300 people who are on our, LRDIS.com framework, if you would, that really are communicating and how to, and, you know, the frustration for me, and then I'll pass it back to Nick, was really, how do I stop sending texts out to people that an email from a really important client just came in? Did you see the email? Right? That is a major breakdown in a business that's trying to move forward. So I said, Nick, how can you help me solve that problem? And after many conversations, I was sold hook, line, and sinker on Nick's processes, his wisdom, his understanding of latest and greatest tools and technologies that are out there that kind of work with some of the things that we're doing already. So I'll turn it back to Nick, let him really speak to.
And that's such a great example. Every business deals with that. Every executive, like, oh, this thing came in. What? Why doesn't the team just get it? Oh, Nick, how do you solve that?
Well, look, I'm a massive fan of Mark as well.
Me too.
And
stop.
And look, the stuff that we're talking about is critical. And what we found was every business, the CPR framework, it stands for communication, plan, and resources. So every business, whether you're a 2-person gas and water leak detection company or you're an 1,100-person distribution company, you need to communicate with people internally and externally. You have to manage tasks and projects. And resource is all about documenting knowledge. You know, at L&R, just like every business, you have processes, you have SOPs, you have core values. All of this is your knowledge that needs to be captured. So that's critical. But the only reason why we're able to be successful with L&R is really Mark, aside from being such a brilliant visionary and being able to see around the corner with things, he's coachable and he can also understand that how important it is to how people operate efficiently. And Mark's able to see 30,000 foot view as well as 3,000 foot view. So Mark is adopting these things and not sitting on a pedestal like he's too good to use these tools and it's for everyone else, but you know, the rest of the team's got to do it. Because it doesn't, the CPR framework and pretty much any framework, I think, it's not going to work if there's this culture like that the leader's too good to do it and he or she wants everyone else to do it except for them. So just wanted to throw it out there that the mindset of the team is just as important as the content.
If I could just jump in for a second here, Nick, how easy is it to then, when there is such an important concept that has to travel throughout the organization from the executive team down to the, you know, every single person on the team without ramrodding it, introducing it. Well, how does that happen? It's not, that's complicated.
Well, look,
no?
I really am a believer of lead by example. So, you know, that needs to be it, but the person, the consultant in this case, you know, us at Leverage, we need to very quickly show our value and show people that, hey, this, it's a behavior change. Some of these things, you know, we're telling people all of a sudden, hey, you brush your teeth with your right hand. Now we're going to tell you to do it with your left hand. So we're introducing, we try to balance in a reasonable way, not overwhelming. Like I could sit here and rattle off hundreds of tools. It's not going to help anyone because you only get value out of these things once you're proficient to a certain degree in it. So you have to be mindful and clever around what order do you roll things out so that you want to make sure that you're giving maximum impact up front so that you're kind of playing with house chips after just a few weeks. So when we do it, we try to be strategic where we can just show a huge gain of time savings up front. And then that avoids a lot of the friction where they look at us as a drag and it's like, oh, I'm already underwater. I'm already at full capacity. Now I got to do another training. I have no problem with the way I use email, or I have no problem. I know exactly what I need to do. Everything's perfect. But then when you just show them how it could be a new tool or it could just be a new way of looking at a tool. You know, the biggest problem is people don't know when to use different pieces of technology. The second biggest problem is they don't know how to use it. You know, people usually are just using text and email interchangeably to talk to their spouse, their teammate, their friends, their clients without any rhyme or reason. And before you know it, you've got a scavenger hunt and it takes 10 times longer to find anything than it needs to. So the CPR framework is guidelines in terms of how to think about and when to use different categories of tools. And we don't really care so much, you know, if you're on Slack or Microsoft Teams, or if you're on Asana or Monday for project management. It, the 95% of the problem is solved by understanding what is fundamentally, what is a project management tool? What is a communication tool? Separating out when different information lives in different buckets. Most companies optimize for speed of transfer of information. You know, you're already super busy. Okay, I just got to tell Mark this thing. I'm on my text message right now. I'll just text him and I'll get it out of my head and we're done. But pausing, spending an extra few seconds, putting it where it belongs, which, you know, if I'm on the team with Mark, that might mean Microsoft Teams. And it might mean another extra second and putting it in the finance channel because we're talking about finance. But in 3 months from now, Mark and I have to continue talking about it. It's going to be 10 or 100 times faster to retrieve the information if we would have taken the extra pause up front to put it where it belongs, right? So everything that we do kind of underlying is all about optimizing for speed of retrieval of information, as opposed to most businesses optimize for speed of transfer. Does that make sense?
Absolutely makes sense. And I know that people are going to be pinging me and asking me, get Nick to share some of the tools. We will. We will. That's the beauty of having a show for 45 minutes. We will get there. We're going to take a short commercial break, but a special thank you, Mark Bodner, CEO of L&R Distributors, co-hosting with me, and we're interviewing Nick Sonnenberg, co-founder at Leverage. By the way, what's the website people can find out more information about your firm?
Getleverage.com.
Getleverage.com. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGNUP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and I'm excited to tell you about my new book, I'll Be Back, How to Get Customers to Come Back Again and Again. Now, this book is packed with idea after idea on how to, just as the title implies, get your customers to come back. In the book, you'll learn that repeat customers aren't always loyal customers. Now, both are great, but there's a big difference. You'll also learn about 10 reasons a customer may stop doing business with you and 3 reasons you would stop doing business with them. And one of my favorite lessons is a 6-step process for creating an I'll be back strategy. Of course, there's much, much more. The book ships out in September, but purchase it today and you'll get instant access to the ebook at no extra charge. Just go to www.illbebackbook.com. Again, that's www.illbebackbook.com.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
And we're we're back. Mind Your Business with Yusuf Saflis right here on 710 WOR and throughout America on the iHeartRadio Network. Reminder, if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, YouTube, 710 WOR Mind Your Business, you will automatically be notified when this episode goes live. I'm joined here in studio, none other than Mark Bodner, CEO of L&R Distributors and a very good friend. And he introduced me to a superstar, Nick Sonnenberg. He is the co-founder of Leverage. That's Get Leverage. GetLeverage.com? GetLeverage.com. Before the break, we were talking about CPR. By the way, Nick wrote the book. He co-authored the book, Idea to Execution, How to Optimize, Automate, and Outsource Everything in Your Business. And before the break, he was discussing how just, he actually made it so simple. Like, how could life be that simple? Mark, let's jump right in still on some of the tools needed to make life that simple.
Yeah, well, like everything else, it's never that simple. We all know it.
The wind out of me.
And Nick's a good friend, and I appreciate all the compliments along the way here. But the truth of the matter is really fundamentally understanding when to use tools for a specific instance, for a specific type of communication, when to use tool A versus tool B, and then, as Nick pointed out earlier, truly understanding the capabilities. And when you're dealing with rolling out a process like this to a lot of people, it is really, really important, and I'm going to just echo what Nick said earlier, really important that a management team from the top has to be 100% bought into this and really driving the process, because it's going to be a lot, it's so much easier just to send a text, right? But now go to try to find that text. We started out with Nick really talking about, how do we use our communication tools today. I gave an example before. One of my frustrations was sending a text message out to a VP of sales around the fact that one of our top customers just emailed him, and I happen to know his method of communication is top-down inbox, right? And so he's going to look at the oldest thing first. He may not see that email for 2 days. And that's just, I'm going to say it clearly, unacceptable, okay, in a sales-driven business. So it was really the impetus of saying, okay, we're going to, to a certain extent, if the executive buys in, it is a bit of a ramrod. It is a bit of a, you're going to have, like everything else in life, you have your early adopters who think this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. You have your sitting on the fencers who are, okay, let's see what this is all about. Then you have your never comers. And sometimes your never comers, you're never going to convert. And I'm so passionate about this that never comers may not be here for a very long time, because we're going to communicate this way. So we had to first decide on the tools. We landed on Microsoft Teams, could have just as easily landed on Slack for all internal communication. So in our business right now, we do not communicate internally one-on-one or to a group on email. Email doesn't exist. We have besides that, we have a concept, probably the first one that Nick introduced us, was this crazy, wild, like impossible concept of email inbox zero.
Wow.
Okay, so everyone take a look at their inboxes right now. Okay, I'm gonna guess we had people with 20,000 plus emails in their inbox.
Mark, don't put me on the spot.
I'm not even gonna ask. It's too many. I'll just tell you that right off the bat.
You're right.
And the first function was, how do we get inbox zero? So there's a tool called Boomerang, for example. And I think I spoke about it on my last show when I was talking about Nick as one of the things we were discussing. Inbox zero, how do we get there? There's a tool called Boomerang within Microsoft Outlook, if that's the platform you're using. Like a Google Gmail suite has it built into their product. And it's just sending emails away until you want to see them. Not let email push you around, that email bully. Get rid of it. Get it off your shoulder and say, hey, I don't need to deal with this till next Wednesday. Put the email to sleep and it'll pop back up in my, usually I like to set it 50 from having a meeting around a particular topic in an email. Let it pop up in my inbox 15 minutes before that meeting so I can get a quick review of it. And my inbox, I was pretty good with my inbox, but I had always 50 or 60 emails, which according to, you know, Nick was, oh, that's pretty good. But I'm talking about inbox zero. So, you know, inbox zero to me is ending the day with less than 10 emails in my inbox. Okay, so I was
Read or unread, doesn't matter.
Exactly. Right. So I am there right now. And then next tool is Microsoft Teams. Since we're a Microsoft house and just pretty much all of our platformers around Microsoft product, we decided that that was the best tool for us. Went through a whole exercise with Nick and his amazing team. I should talk about Nick's amazing team. Eddie, Kat, and the people we get to work with, they're just absolutely unbelievably available and using the same tools we're using. So the communication is within our corporate framework, which is really good. And we're probably, I would say, at 90% of all internal communication not happening via email anymore. We've got teams and channels set up that we've worked very closely with the leverage team along with our executive management team to set up really robust teams and channels. And I will tell you that it is incredible. And one of the things just to keep in mind, just to, if there's anything that the audience needs to be convinced, all right, we've all had really key people leave us, right? It happens. All communication takes place in email. What happens to that conversation that happened with a client or a team from 3 months ago or a year ago?
Right.
When it's in a team or and it's in a channel within a team, right? So it's in a sales channel and then a particular customer. Every communication about that customer internally is going through that channel. You add a new person to the team, they have access to all that communication. So if I can't convince you for any other reason to do to get a communications platform in your company to do great communication, and we haven't even talked about project management, but I'm really the impetus for us was communication. And when you look at and say that communication equals the response you receive, then until you receive that response, the communication never happened. And the beautiful thing about a good communication platform, whether it be Slack or Teams, and they have many of the same, is the ability to respond so quickly. Like, it feels so good to get a thumbs up. And all that means is that I saw your message. I don't need a paragraph back.
Right.
I saw your message. I acknowledge it. It gives me the comfort or the other person the comfort that, okay, Bill saw that message. Something's going to happen. So it's a really, and I can't say enough about how important this is. And I can't say enough about how good Leverage is at putting these, at understanding your business, developing the right tools, teaching the tools to your team in a really organized, we have weekly meetings. You know, I'll add one more thing. We went live with Leverage at the same time that our business was, we partnered with a private equity firm. So we had a lot of stuff going on. And I said, and everyone looked at me like I had like three heads. You want to do this now? Really? Now? And my point was, if we don't do this now, whatever we're about to do in the next 6 months, year, 2 years out, is going to be 10x harder, 10x more difficult, and I'll quickly go to my last point to give Nick a chance to talk, because he's really the expert here. You should be listening to him, not me. We now have, we just had what we call a scorecard review. We have a scorecard built out for the year. And I just did that scorecard review within Asana, which is our project management tool, as opposed to doing a PowerPoint. We did not create a PowerPoint presentation for a meeting with our private equity team to go through our scorecard and built it out completely in Asana. And the response from, you know, the board that I'm working with was like, wow. Because every note was there, every task associated, when they asked a question, click, click, there it is, yes, we have it, it's due to be done by this, yes, we're on track, we're off track. It's really just, these tools are phenomenal once you learn it, but it's a heavy lift. So therefore, trying to learn it on your own, not a good idea. Get a guy like Nick, or get Nick, I should say, not a guy like Nick. Get Nick, get Eddie, get Kat, and his whole crew he's got there, and it's transformational. That's the word I would use, transformational.
Nick, yours.
Thank you for the kind words, Mark. That means a lot. And yeah, the team is awesome. But you're equally so, your team has been awesome to work with. But I wrote down a few notes to go a bit further with a few things that you said. So you made a good point. It's not just this stuff that we're talking about here, and I'll get into specifics with tools and stuff in a moment, but it's not just about saving time. There's culture impact as well, right? Because to Mark's point, communication is the response you get. So if you're not getting responses, you get frustration, you get anxiety, you start, trust breaks down. You know, when there's a misalignment of expectations and people don't feel heard, friction starts building up. So aside from the bottom line impact that this stuff makes to a business, you know, a lot of what Mark is working on with Lee Brower, who we spoke about, is stuff related to culture, and technology can play part of that culture strategy. The other thing, though, that Mark pointed out was risk, and that's a big one. I've lived through a business partner picking up and leaving in short notice. If I didn't have things documented and things organized in places, you know, when someone leaves, if 80% of stuff that they created leaves with them the moment that they leave the door, you're sitting on massive risk, and anything can happen. We're living through crazy times right now with coronavirus. Might not be quitting. Someone could get sick and be out for a month. So do you have things documented? If the payroll person gets sick and is out for 2 months, does someone else know how to do payroll? Is it documented? Is it easy to find? So it's so critical for multiple reasons. High performers like working on things that are in their unique ability or give them joy. Typically, going on a scavenger hunt and spending hours to look for a message or a document doesn't really give people joy. It's not the best use of their time. And so shifting people to work on higher level work is really the name of the game. And the stuff that we're talking about, we've been thinking like this forever in our personal lives. I'm just proposing, let's think about this in business too. For example, you know, you do your laundry, you put it in the dryer. Do you take it all out of the dryer and throw it in one drawer and close the drawer? Or do you separate your socks from your underwear from your shirts? Great. You know, you probably separate, not because that's the fastest way to be done with your laundry, right? The fastest way to be done with your laundry is just dump throw it all in one drawer. Right. But you separate it, you pause, you spend an extra few seconds, because next week when you have to retrieve an outfit, it's much faster for retrieval. Same thing with the dishes, and you don't throw all of your forks and knives and spoons in one thing. You separate them. So it's just shifting that mentality to business too. And Mark was bringing up tools like Slack and Teams and Asana. There's not a one size fits all. And if you choose the wrong one, it can be very costly. You know, we were advised to go with Salesforce as a CRM. Cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars, that mistake, right? There isn't a one size fits all. You know, when we were first evaluating Slack and Teams with Mark, you know, if you would have gone down the wrong, it's not going to bankrupt your business, you know, for the most part, but unwinding a bad decision can be extremely costly, because not only have you wasted time setting it up, but now you have to deal with a migration, which can be extremely difficult. So when we went with Salesforce, not only did we lose a lot of money on the yearly fee, but we had to hire consultants to set up Salesforce. We had opportunity cost by not having, we've moved to HubSpot, which was a better fit for us. So there's not a one size fits all. And so many people ask me, what's the best project management tool? What's the best, you know, knowledge-based tool? And it depends. It matters how tech-savvy is your team. What business are you in? Where could the business be? What other tools are you using that they might have to integrate into? And so much goes into it. So I just wanted to preface, before we get tool-heavy, I wanted to preface to the audience and the listeners, there's not a one-size-fits-all. There are some, you know, some industry leaders. And the most important thing is that you know when to use these tools. And then second is to know how. Now, Mark also mentioned Boomerang and Inbox Zero. The best way to get to Inbox Zero. So Inbox Zero means less than 10 emails, 20 emails in your inbox, read or unread.
Okay.
the best way to get to inbox zero is email zero. And so a big reason, so there's tricks like Boomerang, which can help you to snooze an email so it leaves and comes back later. But the biggest lift that you'll get to getting towards inbox zero is shifting all of that internal communication out of email into an internal communication tool. So for example, Slack or Microsoft Teams are two examples of tools for internal communication. Shifting anything that's task related or project related out of email and putting it into a project management software. That's where that tool like Asana that Mark mentioned, or Monday or Trello or Basecamp, that's where that gets in. So once you move all the junk that shouldn't be in email into the appropriate tool, you'll probably find 80% reduction right away in email. But you don't want to just move junk from one place into another and then now it's just a graveyard in some other tool that's not getting managed. So you have to manage it properly. But the first step is to get it into the right place. And for me, email is just a to-do list that other people can add to. It's an external communication tool. You use it with vendors, with clients, with people outside of your organization. For internal communication, Slack or Microsoft Teams, even if you don't use these tools right, just the separation between internal and external already helps you to prioritize your day. If you're in sales, you might be wanting to live more in email because dealing with clients is the primary function of your job. If you're in HR, you might spend the majority of your day in Slack or Microsoft Teams because the majority of your job function involves you dealing with internal communication with team members. So just the separation alone allows you to have a little bit more focus of where you're looking or spending more of your time. Not to mention if you ever have to retrieve information later, at least I know, okay, Eddie told me something a while ago. Well, Eddie's on my team. I will look in my internal communication tool. I don't have to look in 16 different places. I look in one place. So that's kind of the next thing that people should be aware of. And lastly, too, this stuff only works if you have buy-in. Adding a new tool could hurt your business if people are out and out refusing to, and then you have to start keeping track. Oh, well, Mark is following the game plan, so I know I can assign a task in Asana or write a message in Microsoft Teams because Mark is on the playbook, but Kat isn't on the playbook. Kat still prefers text. So now I got to keep track that if it's Kat and it's a weekend, I got to do text. And if it's Eddie or if it's John prefers email. You can't keep track of all that. It's way too much to manage. Right. So you got to get everyone on the same playbook. Hey guys, for this purpose, we use this tool. Otherwise you got to keep track of 10,000 preferences and it's a nightmare. Does that make sense?
Of course, because then it's just you're spending time on maintenance as opposed to productivity. I mean, just simple as that. My guest is Nick Sonnenberg, co-founder of Leverage, which is getleverage.com. He wrote the book. He co-authored the book, Idea to Execution, How to Optimize, Automate, and Outsource Everything in your Business. And I'm fortunate to be co-hosted here by Mark Bodner. Mark?
So, Nick, I just want to add on to something because, you know, many of the people who are going to be listening to this are in sales. And we are in the process, and we are very fortunate to win a very, very significant new customer over the last couple of weeks. And so we talked.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. So you just spoke about external communication, email. How would you like to know, Nick? I don't know if I told this to you yet, but we onboarded this customer as guests into Asana as a communication tool, built out an entire onboarding project plan prior to my meeting with the CEO of the company last week. And her team, we have already been communicating prior to that with the team through Asana as guest users. And her team basically sold the deal for me when they said, we're already communicating with the team. They have this project management tool. The entire project layout for the next 3 months is laid out, broken down by section, by tasks, etc. And they're adding stuff to our project management tool. They're adding stuff into Asana. So we're not communicating with them via email. I've gotten an external brand new client because I've now trained them from minute one that all of this huge integration that we're going to do with them, it's all going to be managed through Asana. So they're actually doing the work for us. You didn't
know
that.
That's great. And
you didn't know that yet, did you?
I have goosebumps now, Mark. You're such a star student. I mean, not only is it going to streamline the communication, but it's also going to provide two-way such a better experience for you because you guys are going to have visibility both ways into what's going on, what's the status of this milestone or this task, and you don't have to start emailing, hey, what's going on with this? People can just go and click a button and answer their own questions for themselves.
Really, really exciting times.
Wow. But using technology to the max. That's really what it, wow. Wow, the time flies. We still have around 15 minutes left to the show. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at brandspaycheck.com. That's brandspaycheck.com.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
And we're back. Mind your business with Isaac Zaflis right here on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. In case you're just tuning in, don't worry. By Tuesday morning, the entire episode goes up at mybradio.com, right? mybradio.com. And shortly after, it's going to go up on YouTube. If you subscribe to our channel, you'll automatically be notified. Our channel on YouTube is 710 WOR Mind Your Business. I'm joined here by my very dear friend, the CEO of LNR, co-hosting tonight with me, Mark Bodner. Thank you for joining me here in studio. And he introduced me to a superstar, Nick Sonnenberg. Among his accolades, he wrote a book called Idea to Execution, How to Optimize, Automate, and Outsource Everything in Your Business. So far, he shared a wealth of information, so therefore this YouTube episode is certainly going to be quite popular. In the remaining minutes that we have, Nick also has much to share about marketing. And Nick, I'm going to turn to you. You know, marketing is such a is such a big world and such a necessary part of a business. But there are times when, as you've put it, you know, you should put the gas pedal to the metal on it, and there are times you have to put the brake on it. What are your tips and suggestions on when a company should invest, when they should pull back and study, you know, and study the results first? What's your explanation on that?
So, no, thank you. So sure. I mentioned earlier, not everything's been green grass and, you know, easy, right? I had a business partner that left. We almost went bankrupt during that period. Mm. And one of the big lessons that I learned was, when should you do marketing versus focus on other parts of your business? And just to give a little context, we grew very quickly. We grew to seven figures in the first year, 150 people. We were growing net around 10 to 15% a month. But that was 20, 25% new clients in and 15% or so clients out every month. So what does that tell you? That's good marketing masking a product. When he left and we didn't have great process and we had no more marketing channel because he was the marketing person, and I was just left with this broken business that was hemorrhaging clients at a rate of 15% a month, you have to really get smart really quickly. We lost like 40% of revenue in like a 2.5 month period. And it's during that process that we met our mutual friend, Lee Brower. He was the only person that called me to say, I can see, I have a sense that there's something going on here. I got a weird phone call. How can I help? He was the only person that offered to help. Incredible, incredible man. So what I learned was a couple things. One, we needed to have some better structure with how we communicated. I mean, managing 150 people with, we were documenting process, but this CPR framework we didn't have yet. We knew about tools and we were really good with using tools, but we didn't have a proper framework when to use it, and we weren't using it as good as we could be. So that was the first thing. I was working, you know, 18 hours a day for a really long time. And this framework really helped us to kind of make the plane get back to steady, to stable, and allowed us to come up for air, which is the name of the new book coming out.
Oh, you're teasing us here. You dropped that. Well, what's the name of your next book?
So the new book coming out, it's all about the CPR framework we've been talking about.
Okay.
So it's called Come Up for Air. And the secondary title is How Your Team Can Leverage Systems and Tools to Stop Drowning in Work.
Oh, that's great.
So when you get hired, you get an employee manual that talks about health insurance and vacation days. Nothing tells you, hey, at LNR or at Leverage, these are the tools we use, and this is the rules of the game. This is how we collaborate, you know? So I'm digressing. So CPR came out of this chaotic period. But the other thing that I realized is, hey, we actually weren't running the company right from a strategic standpoint, not an operation standpoint. You know, we were really good at marketing, but what's the point of doing marketing if you don't have a good sales process? You're bringing people in the door and then you can't convert them. And what's the point of converting them if your product or service is subpar and people are just going to leave in a few months because you're not delivering enough value? It's kind of a waste of time. It's like, imagine if you have a sink that's broken and it's overflowing with water and you just decide to mop faster rather than figure out where the pipe is leaking and try to solve the pipe. Most businesses, and we fell into this trap, people love talking about open rates and it's super important. I mean, like, marketing is like the oxygen of your business. Like, you need marketing, don't get me wrong. But there's two things that you need first before you really start opening the floodgates to marketing. So the first is this ACR framework. Most people go from left to right. They're thinking about marketing channels and Facebook ads and SEO and content creation strategies and podcasts. But there's no point of investing too heavily in that if you haven't first invested in conversion and sales. And there's no point of investing too much in sales and conversion if you have a problem with your product or service. So most people go from left to right, marketing, okay, and then they realize, oh, maybe we need a sales process and a CRM and a sales team and tracking conversion rates. But really it should go from right to left. So really be looking at your retention, your churn, whatever metric you want, maybe net promoter score, whatever helps you to feel or be as objective as possible that the product or service that we offer is at a certain standard that is acceptable. You know, ideally you want to be amazing and, you know, world-class, whatever you do, but you've got to have a minimum amount of quality or service as defined, however you want to define it, that makes sense for your business. Only then should you really start focusing on conversion and optimizing that. And once you're happy with your conversion rate, and depending on your product or service, different conversion rates will be acceptable to you, then you're ready to really open the floodgate. And I'm not saying you put, you know, zero thought and effort into, you know, the other two buckets while you're focusing on one bucket. You got to be paying attention to all, but you want to put more focus in certain buckets at certain times. And so for a while after I went through the period of dealing with the business partner breakup, we shut off marketing and sales for over 20 months, which was a very counterintuitive thing. You know, as you're bleeding revenue and money to turn off marketing and sales, people are like, what, are you crazy? But I was like, look, this thing is either I'm not going to be the CEO of a company that I don't believe in our product or service. And any marketing or sales that we do is just a waste of time because they're coming into a broken business. So the only option we have is to fix the business, fix the retention. And if it get, you know, and let's just pray that the parachute opens before we hit the ground here, but that's the only solution. So that's the first thing. The other thing, and it's a little bit more quantitative and technical, but you have to know what your lifetime value of a customer is and what the cost of acquiring a customer is. Those are two really important metrics that most business owners don't know. And if you don't know those two numbers, you're kind of like flying blind when it comes to marketing. And it doesn't really matter what the lifetime value or the CAC, cost of acquiring, is. What matters is the ratio of the two. So if you have a one-to-one ratio, you're not really in a profitable business, right? If the lifetime value of someone is the same as it takes you to acquire, it's not super interesting. So you want to be targeting, and again, it depends on industry and other situations, but somewhere in like the 2 to 3 range is probably a healthy range. If it's too high, it means you're not investing enough into marketing. And if it's too low, it means you have an inefficiency in your sales process, either in how you're acquiring customers or how you're converting customers or how you're retaining customers, that needs to be fixed before you're able to actually invest heavily in marketing and scale your business.
You know, the time goes so fast. Nick, we're out of time. This is like, yeah, so I still have many more questions to ask. First of all, are you going to rejoin me again in another edition of Mind Your Business?
It would be my honor.
Amazing. Amazing. Mark, can I get a commitment? Will you join me again in another Mind Your Business?
Nick and I are joined at the hip, so as soon as... I shouldn't say... You and I are joined at the hip as well, so...
Amazing.
I just like bring 20 years ago, I learned about this concept called triangle, like the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
And I actually named it...
Scary.
I actually named it my Bermuda Triangle. So as I find great people and great resources, like, I love sharing them. So it's like being able to share Nick with you and the audience. Now with your audience.
Tens of thousands of people.
It's, you know, that's just what we do. So,
Mark, you co-hosted. Thank you. I'm going to turn to Nick as the guest. Nick, one of the features that we like to present to the audience is that we ask each guest to share something based on their initials. A short, quick tip by you, Nick Sonnenberg, NS, both initials, one of them, whatever you choose.
So for N, I would say focus on your not to-do list as well as your to-do list. I think a lot of, for the most part, the not to-do list is more important. So what shouldn't you be doing and focusing heavily on that is something that a lot of people don't spend enough time focusing on. And then S, separate where information lives. So back to CPR, separate internal communication from external communication to task and project management to documenting knowledge. So have separate places where information lives.
What an amazing show. Special thank you to Nick Sonnenberg, co-founder of Leverage. You could find out more information about that firm, getleverage.com. Special thank you to Mark Bodner, CEO of L&R Distributors, for always sharing such great insights. This is, of course, going to turn into many, many business class clips, which are featured on WhatsApp and Instagram. And, of course, we post them on LinkedIn as well. Well, we're out of time. This wraps up an amazing edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.